Hello, this is Diane Urbani de la Paz with What's Out There, a curated guide to connecting with the arts while sheltering in place for the weekend of May 1st, 2020. So there are so many good books out there. I used to go to the library and to bookstores and wish that I had a lot more time to just read for pleasure. Well, nowadays, when I can get away from the internet, I do have that time. So here are three quick recommendations for you from local and regional authors. The Last Wilderness by Murray Morgan is a tour of the Olympic Peninsula in the early 20th century. When you read it, you're seeing the place through the eyes of a man who is super savvy about politics and the environment, as well as gobsmacked by the grandeur. Less than a year ago, a new edition of The Last Wilderness came out with an introduction by Tim McNulty, the poet and nature writer who lives just outside Squim. Both Morgan and McNulty put where we live in historical context, and while they're at it, they restore a sense of wonder about the place. Then there's a new memoir, just released in March, House Lessons, by Port Townsend writer Erica Bauermeister. This is a look back at the renovation of an old house in the Morgan Hill neighborhood of Port Townsend. Bauermeister and her family first had to clear out pyramids of trash before they started the renovation process. They also had to disentangle the orchard from a wretched mass of ivy. And along the way, in the book, she muses about marriage, kitchens, and how our living space affects our relationships with one another. I read House Lessons and talked with Bauermeister right before we were all sent home, not knowing how I was about to have a lot more time to reflect on my immediate surroundings. So this is a book that I could reread. Let's take a wider angle now for a book by a Seattle author and journalist, one who made a 1,200-mile journey across Western Europe. He's Timothy Egan, and his book has the sweeping title of A Pilgrimage to Eternity, and it does take you on a long, strange trip. His route, the Via Francigena, explores the gory history of Christianity and takes us to England, France, and Italy, ending up in the eternal city of Rome. He visits cathedrals and monasteries and meets people who are searching for faith just like he is. When it comes to Catholicism, Egan calls himself lapsed but listening, and in the course of writing A Pilgrimage to Eternity, he hears quite a few compelling stories. All of these books are available by special order through your local bookstore. Just go to the website of the bookstore or send them an email. And you can also seek them out on the Washington Anytime Library website, where audiobooks are also available. I wish you happy reading, and I thank you for listening to KPTZ. This is Diane Urbani de la Paz with What's Out There.